If you listen to economics news at all, you know that the United States is on the brink of war. Settle down. It's a very particular type of war.
Now at session lows on renewed fears of a potential trade war.
A possibly escalating trade war with the likes of China.
Concerns about a potential trade war.
Or maybe you've just heard the latest trade turmoil. After the recent G7 summit, it was hard to miss. Like when Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau concluded the meeting with what counts as tough talk, at least from a close ally.
Canadians were polite, were reasonable, but we also will not be pushed around.
I thought you were going to say that counts as tough talk from Canadians.
I refuse to bow to stereotypes on The Indicator.
Fair.
At any rate, then trade advisor to the president, Peter Navarro, he escalated things.
Chris, there's a special place in hell for any foreign leader that engages in bad faith diplomacy with President Donald J. Trump and then tries to stab him in the back on the way out the door.
Special place in hell? Dude,
right?
Calm down.
Right. I mean, he did apologize this week, but still, like, things could be better.
Yeah, and like a lot of things with the Trump administration, you can think of trade policy as like a kind of soap opera. There's multiple plot lines, there's high drama, there's people yelling all the time. Unlikely stuff just keeps happening. And on top of all that, you can walk away for a while, come back, and still be in the general thrust of the plot.
Right. In this case, the thrust is that President Donald Trump has a penchant for blowing up trade agreements, or at the very least saying he's going to blow them up. And that makes for a lot of international commotion.
So if you have lost the thread on all this, like maybe you missed seasons 1 to 3 of Trade Wars, think of today's episode as like your sort of previously on Lost, previously on Trade Wars kind of refresher before the next big news happens. And big news, by the way, could be coming very soon indeed. I'm Cardiff Garcia.
And I'm Danielle Kurtzleben. Today on The Indicator, we take you through exactly how we got to this point. And we will, for real, answer the big question. Are we in a trade war yet?
Support for The Indicator and the following message come from The Future According to Now, a podcast from Fidelity Investments and Atlantic Rethink, exploring innovations that may soon change our lives and potential opportunities for investment. More at theatlantic.com/fidelitypodcast.
The easiest way to break down the latest trade news is to look at two different but intertwined subplots. So let's start with the U.S.'s rival, China.
China has a lot of state-owned enterprises, a lot of subsidies. It is a non-market economy that just operates differently from all of the countries in the West. That's led to overcapacity in a lot of these different products.
That's Chad Bown. He's an old pal of the show, and he's a senior fellow at the Peterson Institute for International Economics. And Chad explains that China's companies overproduce on a variety of goods. So, for example, steel and aluminum.
But there are a lot of other unfair practices going on in China as well. I mean, China has this really bad track record on intellectual property. American companies have long claimed that China either forces them to give up trade secrets or just outright steals them.
And so what happened is, in August of 2017, the Trump administration decided to do an official investigation of Chinese intellectual property practices. And the U.S. announced this under a special section of trade law that gives the U.S. president something very important, Bound says.
Tremendous discretion, defining what products, what size tariffs. He can decide, you know, how long the tariff should stay on, you know, if they should ever be removed, if some products should be exempted, that kind of thing.
We should add, by the way, that these complaints against China are pretty longstanding and that the U.S. is not the only country that makes them. They are pretty well founded.
Right. So the rationale for these complaints is pretty solid. The concern among many trade experts is that the tactic here, which is proposing tariffs that the president can make all on his own on any number of goods, is the wrong one for dealing with these concerns. There are other, slower moving, yeah, but also just less risky ways of handling this. The U.S. could file a complaint with the World Trade Organization, or could just sit down and talk to Chinese leaders, which we already do every so often.
And in March, the investigation came back and said, yeah, in fact, China is engaging in unfair intellectual property practices. And this is where the ramping up starts. After that, President Trump announced that he's considering tariffs on nearly $50 billion worth of Chinese goods. He'll come out with the list later, the White House says, but it's coming.
So then China releases its own list of nearly $50 billion in tariffs, saying, if you impose yours, we'll impose ours.
And after that, Trump turned to his trade team and says, you know what? if they're going to retaliate on our $50 billion in tariffs with their $50 billion in tariffs, I'll go bigger. We'll impose another $100 billion in new tariffs.
Now, keep in mind, they aren't imposing the tariffs here. They're just talking about it. But still, even talking about it made everything look pretty dire. Markets were rattled worldwide at the mere prospect of the U.S. and China massive economies duking it out in a trade war. And as of right now, we're waiting for Trump's next move. His administration has said that on Friday, June 15th, it will release that promised list of roughly $50 billion in Chinese goods that will be tariffed. What happens then is anyone's guess.
So that is the first subplot, and quite a thick one at that, complete with a cliffhanger ending and everything. Let's get to subplot two, though. The one where the U.S. has upset not one of its biggest rivals, but some of its biggest allies. And this story also starts with an investigation. Last April, the Trump administration announced an investigation, this one into whether steel and aluminum imports represent a threat to U.S. national security. Once again, the law it invoked allows the U.S. president to impose tariffs without going through Congress.
Now, the administration is arguing here that steel and aluminum are not only necessary for national defense, but for related areas like infrastructure. The idea is that being able to produce them domestically is critical to keeping the country safe. Now, this rationale for the tariffs has drawn a lot of criticism. After all, the tariffs have upset several of the U.S.'s geopolitical allies. And some have argued that a trade war could threaten the U.S.'s supply of other goods necessary for national security.
So the Trump administration does the investigation, and the results come back in February that, yes, steel and aluminum imports violate national security. So the U.S. announced these tariffs would, in fact, take effect. The tariffs on three of those allies, Mexico, Canada, and the European Union, just went into effect on June 1st. And that, those tariffs taking effect, that's part of what made our allies mad.
And on top of all of that, one more really important thing happened in the last few weeks. The U.S. announced yet another national security investigation, this time into automobile imports. Now, that's the third one of the Trump presidency.
Yeah, for those keeping score, those rare national security investigations, there's been three of them.
This one is a bigger deal than the steel and aluminum tariffs. That's what Chad told me. Those totaled around $48 billion. The potential automobile tariffs could be on around $350 billion worth of goods.
In the grand scheme of international trade, $48 billion isn't the end of the world. It's a horrible precedent. You know, it's really flouting the rules. But if that were it, it wouldn't be the end of the world. This new case that they just started under the same law is $350 billion worth of imports. And it's hard to make the case that automobiles, imports of, you know, a Toyota Corolla or, you know, a BMW are somehow a threat to American national security.
So again, this automobile investigation is the third national security trade investigation that President Trump has undertaken. That's in addition to the earlier investigations on steel and aluminum. And not only might the automobile investigation lead to a potentially big set of tariffs, we should also stress just how unusual it is to have so many national security trade investigations in the first place.
How strange is it for an administration to do, you know, three of these so quickly? Or not strange.
They're so rare. I can't even put into words how rare it is. So, you know, there were, you know, I don't know, fewer than two dozen of these in the period between 1962 and when President Trump came into office.
So this brings us to the present, and it brings us to that big question we promised we would answer. Are we in a trade war? And a really good way to think of that is, yes, we're in a particular type of trade war, and that's a cold trade war. You know, instead of an arms race, we have this race of tariff threats. The U.S. says it will impose tariffs on a country. That country says, all right, if you do, we'll impose our own. The U.S. says, fine, we'll ramp up again in response.
And yes, it is the case that some tariffs have already been enacted thus far, but they've generally been on the smaller side, and they've been tit for tat. In other words, we've imposed tariffs, and tariffs of somewhat equal proportion have been imposed on us.
But importantly here, that Cold War could turn hot soon. With this impending announcement of new tariffs on China, China could easily turn around and put a bunch of those tariffs it threatened into effect.
Likewise, should there eventually be automobile tariffs, then those could hit both China and an array of our allies pretty hard. Canada, Japan, Mexico, the EU.
And this is where the Cold War analogy is really important, and arguably where our playful soap opera analogy falls apart.
Oh.
Sorry, man, but the Cold War, I mean, you might remember this, it was a stable period, but it could have turned unstable and globally catastrophic at any point.
Yikes. But that's what's going on here. As all this unfolds, a key thing to remember is that while the Trump tariffs might be aimed at protecting U.S. industries, they could also really hurt the U.S. and global economic growth, even more so if they lead other countries to retaliate against us. So the irony of a trade war is that when you take aim at other countries, it's very easy to end up shooting yourself in the foot in the process.